two lines above the white lines. We had this long Chavez going through every possibility. If you lost your carbon and then you recovered it, what happens to the second carbon? Do you destroy it, or do you let it wander about, contract the mum, and then with the money you go ahead and you buy another carbon? Basically, we had a machlekes of Rebbe and the Chachamim that according to Rebbe, not only if you lost your animal A and you bought animal B and you brought up animal B, you actually makrev it, then when you find animal A, what's the point of having two kabbanas for one sin? So therefore, you destroy that carbon. But if you found it before you brought up animal B, so right now in front of you, you have two kabbanas, animal A and animal B, then we don't destroy either one. You bring one up, and the other one, you let it wander about, get a mum, and let it, and then you sell it with the money you buy a carbon. That's the Rabbana. And Rebbe says, even if you found it before you were makriv number two, since you set aside number two thinking that's going to be the carbon, number one gets destroyed. I think Gemara gives the variations on how to understand this machlekes. However, if the chatchila you set aside two animals, the Rebbe is made, if chatchila you set aside animal A and animal B as an insurance policy, then if animal A is brought up as a carbon, then animal B doesn't get destroyed, because all along it was never really meant to be the carbon unless you lost animal A. So therefore, you let it, you're still kaddish, so you let it wander about, get a mum, and then you sell it, and with the money you buy a carbon oiler to fill them as bad. Then we had Rabbi Shimon who hold that no, under any circumstance, you destroy the animal. Comes along, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon bar Zede, Kamei la Papa. So Rabbi Shimon says, for la Papa, of the Bishas HaFrosha, if you lost an animal, and it was lost at the time you designated animal number two, and then you recovered it, Le Rebbe, Mesa, according to Rebbe, you let it die. That's what we just said. Le Rabbana Tida, since you did not bring up yet animal two, animal two is still around, and you brought animal one, since they're both suitable to be brought as a carbon, therefore neither of them get destroyed. Because both of them, you had a choice to bring up the carbon. Of the Bishasa Kapara, but then he says the following statement, which doesn't make sense. If you lost it at the time of the Kapara, the Rabbana knows when that was when you brought up the second carbon, you did not recover the first carbon yet. And then you recovered afterwards. It's a Rabbana Mesa, you put it to death because you don't need two kabbanas for one Avera. Oh, but the Rebbe let it wander about, get a moon, which Gemara says doesn't make sense. Rebbe's the one who holds you practically always destroying it. And here you used up the animal B, there's no longer an Aveda, and you're still going to keep animal. It doesn't make sense. Kalvachemer, isn't it Kalvachemer? Uma avu de b'shasa frosha. Madach was lost at the time when he separated. Omri Rabbana said, let it wander about. Omri Rebbe says, Mesa. Madach, when the Rabbana say, let it wander about. Rebbe says, destroy. Avu de b'shasa kapara was lost at the time of the atonement. Rabbana and Mesa, even Rabbana might destroy it because your sin was expiated. Is like Holstein, surely that there's no Rebbe would hold you destroyed as well. Ella, you're right. Tanihach, this I shall learn it. Avudu b'shas afrosha l'Rebbe Mesa. Rebbe holds that if it's lost at the time when you designate animal two, even though you recovered afterwards, you put it to death. Is the Rabbanon Raya. The Rabbanon, you say no, since it was suitable at the time for both, you let it wander about. Aber b'shas kapara. But at the time of atonement, if you didn't get to find animal A until after you already brought up animal B, then divrei hakol Mesa. Everyone holds that you let the animal die. Okay. Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon says an interesting thing. Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon says that if, let's say, you set aside an animal for a carbon, animal A, and then it turned out to be it had a mum, what do you do with that animal? You sell it. And you sell it, so Reuven sells it to Shimon. And then what do you do with the Shimon, and what happens to the animal? It's chulin now. Like any other kaidish, once it has a mum, you sell it, it's chulin. What does Shimon do with the animal? He just shechts it. Reuven then takes the money and buys another carbon chattas with it. There's a chair right here. Everybody wants to sit.
Plenty.
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Nishdos. Chadash Shemenu Kikedi. Remember yourself. Remember when we started Daf Yemi, we had three tables.
Yeah, we'll
be back here soon.
Mitzvah. Actually, yeah. Mitzvah
Hashem. That's when the fun starts again.
That's right. The voyage is not in 5 months. We finish in 5 months. We start again. That's what Hadron means.
Back.
Exactly. Says the Gemara. So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, if Reuven brought up the new carbon chattas before Shimon shechted his chulin, Shimon cannot shecht the chulin anymore. Has to put it to death because there's still a little bit of kedusha left in it. And since the animal was neschaper because Reuven brought up the carbon chattas first, then the carbon, even though it's chulin by Shimon, it has a tinge of that a modicum of kedusha left. That now it's mesa. That when you cut skin, hide of an animal on Yom Tov, don't do it in the professional way where you start from the bottom and you strip. You want to have the whole hide. You cut in the bottom by the legs and then you give a cut, yank the whole hide off. You pull the whole hide off the animal. You now do that on Yom Tov. And ain margilin b'b'choy, nor can you do that by a b'choy as well. We'll soon see why not. And the loy b'psulim mekdashin, nor can you do it if you a carbon, any other carbon that received, that had a mum, contracted a mum, and then you went ahead and you sold it and was redeemed and somebody bought it, and they can shecht to do whatever they want with it, but they cannot do margilin. Says, what's going on here? Bishlem b'yamtiv, I understand yamtiv, why not the katara tircha l'chazle? This is a big tircha that's not necessary for yamtiv. What is yamtiv needed for? So you're not only oichel nefesh is permitted, but you're not allowed to do this. Okay, fine. Ela b'choy, but a b'choy, why can't you do it? Mantana, who holds that a b'choy, you cannot do it? Omer avchiz de b'shamay, this follows the opinion of b'shamay. The Omer, he says, b'choy b'gdusha say koy. He says that a b'chayr always remains kodesh. He holds that even after it has a mum, it still remains holy. So therefore, you have to treat it accordingly. Ketanan b'shamay, Eimer b'shamay, says, Lo yimne Yisrael, a yid should not count im ha-koyin, a yid should not nominate himself together with a koyin to eat with a koyin, ala b'chayr, psul ha-mikdashin. We say that a b'chayr, if it has a mum, the koyin eats it, he can invite Yisrael to eat as well, it's no longer shaykh to a carbon. But b'shamay says, no, it's still kodesh, and the Yisrael cannot eat it. Only a koyin can eat it. So what do we say? That even though it has a mum, it still remains a b'chayr, it still remains kodesh. Therefore, ein margilin, it follows by Shammai. Psuli hamikdashin mantana. Then it says in the also as well that any other carbon, if it has a mum, you're not allowed to do the same thing. Who's author of that? Amar Rav Chizkiya Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. That follows the view of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. How you live on of if you had before him. You had before you two carbon chatas, achas tamimah v'achas balas mum. You had two chatois. One was a whole unblemished, and one was blemished. Tamimah tikriv. What do you do? The whole one, you obviously bring it up as a carbon, and balas mum. What do you do with the carbon tamum? Tifta. You redeem it, obviously. And with the money, you buy another carbon. What about nishchata balas mum? By mistake, you shechted the one that had a mum. Is actually nizik damer shel tmima kozman. You didn't yet sprinkle the blood of the whole unblemished one, which is for the same cause muteres. Then you're allowed to go ahead. But mishen nizik damer shel tmima. But once you were you sprayed the blood of the whole one, then asura. Then the other one, the one that's a mum now, is asur. You're not allowed to use it at all. Is Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Amar Rabbi Elazar says no. Afilu basa balas mum bigdeda. I'll go further. Even if the animal that has a mum is already sitting in the pot, forget about the blood. You already cooked it. Everything's ready to cook. Venizik damer shel tamima, and now you sprayed the blood of tamima. Is yaitzil beis asreifa. It's too late.
This is the same as we had before yesterday.
That that's a blazer of Shimon Amishna. That was a blazer of Shimon. Yeah.
Same
idea. Yeah. Yeah.
Does he mean the kededa? I'm not sure he means expression.
Sorry?
There's only one carbon goes in the kededa. No, this is gone.
We're talking here about two chatois were set aside for one aveda, and you had one was a balmum and one was a whole one. So obviously you bring the whole one. If you started shechting the balmum one, and the question is what happens to the balmum one? So we're saying here that if you want to sprinkle the blood of the whole one, the balmum is cast away. And the Shimon says, even the Balmum was all the way down to the last step. You sprinkle the blood right, the Balmum and everything else. It's all the way down to the last step. Still, you toss it away if you would ever go ahead and you do the Tamim. And we're talking about Nachmer. We're talking about you. What happened here? Let's start again. You had two animals. Animal A was a Chattas, but they suddenly got a Mum. So you sold it to somebody. And with that money, you bought animal B. So I have the Baal Chet has animal B. And some lokeach has animal A. And the question is, if animal A, now he wants to go shech and eat it for himself. So we're saying that if animal B was brought up or sprinkled the blood, so first they said if animal B's blood was sprinkled first, then the lokeach cannot eat from animal A. Even though he bought it, it's chulin, because there's still a modicum of kedusha of chatas in it. And our beloved Rishon goes further. Even if you shechted already animal, you know, the lekeach shechted his animal and did everything, and now it's in a pot on the stove and he's ready to cook. If he didn't eat it yet, and meanwhile the other guy goes ahead and brings the unblemished animal that came from the money from this, he can no longer eat, has to toss it away. That's what he says. Why? It's called a chatos shekipru baleh, and the chiddush is that even though it was turned into chulin, it's not full chulin.
So if you're
because you now do giz of Aveda, yeah? What are you talking about, yeah?
Isn't there
an evil lifnei evil disguise? Absolutely not lifnei evil. What are you lazy for? Go ahead and check this straight away. You procrastinate? I don't tell me anything. I'm selling you a chatas of the moon. You know that the din says with the money I have to buy another chatas. I have to tell you nothing. You got to go ahead and bring your carbon and eat your flesh. If you're lazy, and probably for that reason alone, it's worth less money, the carbon. For that reason, it's probably worth less money, the carbon, because you have a window by when you have to finish. So anyway, right? So since Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds that the animal, even though it was sold into chulin, is mamish kodesh, still even though sitting in a pot, you cannot eat it if the other guy borrows carbon. That's why he holds ain my gilly. You're not allowed to cut the hide the way you did because it's not a commercial commodity. Says the Gemara, right? The Gemara, but Rav Chizda, the Shammai. Look, why does Rav Chizda say that Idi ki b'Shammai? Why doesn't he say that since b'Shammai so machmei b'Bechoy? Surely, machmei all other psulim mekdashim. Madach by b'Bechoy holds even after you redeemed it, only a kohen can eat it. Surely, all psulim mekdashim that's only you say kodesh. What after Tzuvos Rabbi Elazar Shimon? If you're ready to deduce that the author of the Brais is b'Shammai in the first part, say he follows the whole thing through. Why does it look like Rabbi Elazar Shimon? Says the Gemara, Dilma may know. Ki amri b'shamay, maybe b'shamay only is machmer by b'choyer. The kedusha say merechem. You didn't create the kedusha. The Ebrisha made the kedusha, so maybe the kedusha lingers on. Avo psuli hamigdashim. When it comes to the hamigdashim, loy. But maybe when it comes to the hamigdashim, b'shamay is moed. This is I made the kedusha, and now I got it redeemed. Maybe the kedusha dissipates. Yeah, it's gone completely. If Rabbi Elazar Shimon holds by other kabbalas, the kedusha still remains, even though I nominated the kedusha and I got it redeemed. For Desveg, there's still some kedusha there in Eimah Gilin, so say also by the same thing. No, Dilma ki Amar Rabbi Elazar Shimon dafke by Pshul Mekdashi in the Alimi. It is so strong. Lemitvis pit yainan that even after it was redeemed, it still has din. It was also strong that it could be redeemed. The fact that you can redeem it means that you have total that is a strong kedusha there. Remember, we learned there's a weak kedusha; it's not transferable. If it's a strong kedusha, it is. Avo bepchay, since you cannot redeem it, always by pchay, it always remains the way it is. Therefore, loy no. That's why we say that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon maybe is only limited to other kabbalas. We don't know what he would hold by b'chayr. Freddy Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Leslie, doesn't he hold that it now? We learned that kol psuli hamekdashim, all psuli hamekdashim, after you redeem the nishchotin be'itlis, when they're chotin be'itlis, they can be shechted in the slaughterhouse and sold in the marketplace, when nishkolin be'litra, and you can sell it like any other commercial thing, you buy weight. Alma, what do we see? Kivun de sharisa le tofi vizavin. And what's the logic there? By allowing the buyer to buy everything, to pay, to do whatever he wants with it, he'll pay more money. And whose coffers does it go into? The base of Mikdash. So l'chayre, why wouldn't he allow you to be magilin the yamtiv? This way, if you know that you can keep the hide, you'll pay more money for it. What's the difference? Omar Amori Ben Rav Kahana. Yes, here there's no commercial benefit. You know why? Because when you cut the hide that particular way, in order to flay the hide and get the entire hide, you have to also take pieces of meat off with it as well. So you lose from the meat, which is much more expensive than the oil. So whatever you gain by having a full oil, let's say a torn up piece of oil is worth $10 and a full oil is worth $50. But the amount of meat that you had to ruin to get to that full oil is equal to the amount that you gained from here. So to benefit, there's no benefit to Hegdish. That's why they don't allow that. You know the problem is why? A whole different reason. By using the animal, the hide of Kachin, they use it for the bellows or whatever it is, the big, big skin, doesn't look right. And it's a bizarre for Kachin. And it's like avoid in Kachin. A bit of Rabbi Exeter, no, we're worried if we're going to allow him to keep the whole hide, that what he's going to do is, Shema Yigadol Mehemadar, you know, I'll keep it. I'll have some more kids, I'll have more hides to make, it's better to have one hide, I'll have 10 hides, make a whole geschäft out of it. And therefore, because Exeter, that's why we don't allow them to margle, to be margle Kachim and Psulim Mekdashim and Pchayr and all that. The reason why Pchayr and Psulim Mekdashim can't do it is because either it looks like Avoidah or because Shema Yigadol Mehemadarim. Mishnah. Okay, this is now, we learned already before a little bit that there are ways, if you want to circumnavigate the rules of the Chayyid, how you can do it in a legal way. He said, Chayyidim boys and Yoyva Lav.
Circumvent.
Same thing. It's the same thing, just a bigger word. Okay, fine.
You didn't attend the Olatera Academy of English Studies.
Actually, I was in Baptist Shiva.
Oh, Baptist is amazing.
Anyway, Ketzad Ma'arimin ala b'chay. So how can you do it in a legal way? Remember, we learned that the b'chay does not become holy until it's born. So if you go ahead and you nominate that this uber, the fetus, while it's in the mother's womb, should be another carbon, it's not a b'chay anymore, because you, when you nominated, it wasn't yet a b'chay. Kate said, Marim al-Bchay, Mav Kedis, if you have an animal that didn't have any yet offspring, and it's about to have its first offspring, Shahizimu Bedes, that was pregnant, Oimu, you say, Mashib Me'er, Shalzu, what's inside the womb of this one, Im Zachar, if it's a Zachar, let it be an Oila. If it's a Zachar, I want it to be an Oila. Since I nominated that it should be an Oila while still inside the mother's womb, it works. Yolda Zachar, and if the Zachar was born, is Yikrib Oila. Is Burabanaila. The im, and we'll learn the Gemara, you can only go up more Kaddish than Pchay, make another. You cannot turn into Shlamim, which is weaker than a Pchay. But the im, the Keva, which is Bchalna Chayek to Pchay, then Zivche Shlamim, I wanted to become a Shlamim. I wanted, then if it turned out to be a girl, I wanted to be a Shlamim. And what happens? You're old in a cave, but take a Shlamim, then you have to keep your word, and you have to keep a Shlamim.
What happened? By having converted this to an oiler, you'd have less hassle with looking after the
oiler. Why? You need an oiler for some reason or another. Say, no, I'll take advantage of this animal. Kill two birds with one stone. Why the Mishnah is even telling people how to do this? Why giving people ways of circumventing the rules? Yeah.
Even if it is that you have got whatever difficulties you may have with having an oiler on your hands, having b'chay on your hands, that's the only thing.
But why are we helping out? B'chay has to take care of 30 days. Sorry?
Lepayel, this is all b'dievet.
No.
This is l'yomid.
That's all. No, l'yomid is something else. But that's only once, it's not b'chay until it's born. We'll see the Gemara later. Machlekes, when it becomes a b'chay. It says, peter rechem, it's only when it came out of the rechem. Kozman, it's inside the rechem, it didn't pass to the rechem yet, it's not a b'chay. What happens if it's a cesarean? It's not a b'chayr. Why? If it's already a b'chayr inside the womb, because it has to go out through the rechem. Okay. Yeah, we'll see later why you have to mention the keva. You don't even have to mention it. Well, if it's a keva, who cares then? We'll see. No risk. And if it's a keva, then don't make any carbon at all. He wants to. Yeah. We'll see more later. Im the cave zichshlami. What happened? You old in the cave zichshlami. Im zachar oilim in the cave zichshlami. You made it either or. You said if the zachar wanted to be an oil in the cave zichshlami, yold the zachar in the cave. And what happened was he had twins. A zachar in the cave. He knew the same thing. A zachar yikrav oil, and when the cave tikar shlamim. What happens if yold the shnei zacharim? You said that I want that the b'chayr should be. I want that the boom should be what are you called oiler, and turn out you had two zacharim. So what you would think without the Mishnah that well the first one is the oiler, and the second one is chulin, because it's the b'chayr that you want to be an oiler. We say no, since you said im zachar you should be an oiler. Whatever is inside the womb becomes a carbon. Echad mehem yikrav oiler. One of them becomes the oiler. Why one? Because I said one. The other one in itself is not an oiler, so you sell it, and with the money in oiler, because you said im zacha, whatever's inside the womb. So whatever's inside the womb becomes kodesh. I only said one should become the oiler, so the other one is you sell it, and with the money you convert it to oiler. So one is the neder, and the second one is sold the tzarchi oiler, and the money that you get from is chulin, the dam of chulin. What about yolda shtein nekevus? In the case of shlamim, you said two nekevus. Achaz men tikr shlamim, v'hashniya timachal lechayv shlamim. Same thing. If you said that if it's in a kevah, it should be a shlamim, so the neder was one, but anything inside the womb is so therefore becomes kodesh. So one is a shlamim, one is sold with the money, you make a shlamim. But the melchul, we'll soon see the gemara why in the kevah. Okay, yolda, what happens if by b'chayr it gave birth to a tumtum? Or androgynous, a tumtum with the skin is covered, in, so we don't know which one it is, but it's definitely only one gender. Or androgynous that has both genders. Is Rashbag, Gam Rashbag says, Ein Kedusha Chol Alein. Rashbag says that there's no Kedusha on them whatsoever. Says the Gemara, Amar Ravida says, Mutter lahatil mum bepchoy koydim sheyotzer la'avir ha'olam. We learned that you're not allowed to say the meizen. We learned that if you go ahead and make a mum, so in order to make that bepchoy, is osir, is an isir. But if you did it, you put your hand inside the animal while the animal's in the womb, and you cut the air or something, It's not an aveir at all. You're allowed to do that because there's no kadusha yet. It's not a b'chay. You weren't. You didn't do anything wrong. Tanan, we learn. Oimer Oda Mashem Me'er Shalzu Oile. If you say that what's inside by a b'chay, by behem mafkedish, you say whatever's inside is animal. I want it to be an oile. An oile can only be a male, by the way. I want it to be an oile. Oile in shlamim lay. All you can do is make an oile. You cannot say. If the zoch, I want it to be a shlamim. You only say go up. You can only say it's an oile. Why? Because an oile gets totally burnt on the mizbech, so therefore you permit it to go up, to upgrade from a b'chay to an oile. But a shlamim is a kedusha kala, and therefore you're not allowed to change a b'chay to a shlamim. Oile in shlamim light, which sounds like madoch. I cannot make it into a shlamim. Surely I cannot make it into chulin. So what do you tell me in Maisa that I can go ahead and be tzoyde moiz and I can go ahead and make an amum on the animal while it's inside the mother's womb? And here it says clearly I cannot even turn it to shlamim, let alone turn it to chulin. And you're telling me that you can cancel its kedusha? Says Hani Milibiz Mansha Beis Hamikdash Kayim. That's talking about the times of the Beis Hamikdash. In the times of the Beis Hamikdash, you can only go up, you cannot go down. You can only make an oila, not a shlamim. And surely you're not allowed to go ahead and make a mum in the animal, because if you can't make a shlamim, surely you cannot make a chulin. Or the kikamina, no, when I'm saying that you can go ahead and make a mum, and I'm actually suggesting you should make a mum, it's talking about Bizman Azeh. What happens in Bizman Azeh? You cannot do anything with a b'chor. You got to wait until it gets a mum, and all kinds of problems. Maybe you'll do things with it that you shouldn't, you might forget. So it's a mile in making a mum straight away. I'm talking about today's times when it's not suitable to be makavid, then you're allowed to even turn it into chulin. What's this chiddush that you're allowed to do that? Ma'ot Yamar thought, Nigzer, let's be goizer, Dilma nafig roish rubai. What happens if most of his body came out, or most of his head came out? And the din is that he becomes kaddish. A bechor peterech doesn't mean the whole body has to come out. Most of the body comes out. He's already kaddish. And if you put a mum, and it's very hard sometimes to put your hand inside and make a mum. Maybe you wait till most of the hair goes out, you get the ear, and then you make that, you know, you nick the ear or the lips, and by then it's too late because it's already a bechor and you'll be over nisit. You're a matul mum bekachin. So lechay, let's be goizer that you should never allow that this kind of a methodology of inflicting a mum. You'll make a mum, and therefore the chiddush is not goyzer. That's a chiddush. Yeah. You jumped the gun. Why aren't we goyzer? You're right. But it was. I feel hachi ha'adifa. You're right. There's a gzeda, we should make a gzeda that maybe he's going to inflict a mum when most of it comes out. But if we don't allow him to make a mum and he has the animal sitting on his property, we're more worried that he might shecht it, or he might do gizav avoid, he might, because man has a mum, he might do things with it, but he's not allowed to.
It's around, the more and, chance.
Yeah, and that's more probability that he'll do that wrong than the other gzeda. I feel it's better this method of allowing him to make a mum while it's in mother's womb than this other method of letting him sit around.
This turned into a lachatchila. This is what you should do.
Yeah, 100%.
Not that you've got a choice to put this mum in.
That's right.
Lachatchila, you should do it.
Exactly. He says mutter lahatul mum, and it's a good idea. It's a good idea. That's right.
If you want to get out of pidyon b'chayr.
It's better. No, not pidyon b'chayr. It's better than having it hang around your property until it's a mum, because also because while it's hanging around, you're not allowed to share the wool. You're not allowed to do any avoda with it, and chances are that, you know, you'll forget or you whatever, and you'll do it. Sorry.
What do people do today?
How many people do you know own animals?
In Eretz Yisrael, the whole Eretz Yisrael. I don't know what they do today. Maybe they do this. Says he.
You're the Israelite.
He's almost. He's not there yet.
Do a dairy farmers here?
No, again, you're the family.
Your
family.
Okay, find out and tell us. Report back to us. Yeah, you're right. Anywhere, but I'm saying maybe that's what. It does matter, because if you you have to wait until it has a mum. It's a wait till it has a blemish. Until then, nothing to do with Mashiach. It has nothing to do with Mashiach. I just told you, it has to wait. You're not allowed to use the animal for anything until it has a mum, it has a blemish. Even today. Even chutzlar, yeah. Says the Gemara, "In the cave of the Chishlamim." The Gemara asks you a question: the cave of Mikokachem B'Chayda. We come to cave of Einda. What does the cave have to do with B'Chayid? It sounds in the Mishnah, "Kates and Ma'arimin." This is part of the trick. What do you have to include in the cave for? Says the Gemara, "Say for Asya the Behemah the Hegdish. The case of Behemah is a different case altogether." What about, let's say, you set aside an animal for a chatas, and then later it fell pregnant, and you, what happens to the vlad of a chatas? We learned before, the five chatoyes hameses. You don't want this offspring to die, so you'll call it a different carbon. I'm going to call it something else. I'm going to call it a shlamim. This way, it's not a chatas, it's not a vlad of a chatas, and won't die. You don't want it to go to misa. And the chiddush in our Mishnah is that also by a chatas, if you set aside a chatas, and then fell pregnant later, that offspring does not become Kodesh until it comes into the world. So I can change it Kedusha while sitting inside the mother's womb. This is why I saved the animal. Say for Asla, Behemoth, the Hegdish. The Behemoth, the Hegdish. Because it does not have the Kedusha of its mother. So therefore you can change whatever you want. Says the Moravite, Yaldush, Nezchadim, he gave birth to two males, Amri, Bechulu. I Behemoth, the Hegdish, the Akdish, Oilam. Yeah. If. You're telling me that one animal is an oiler, the other one you sell it, with the money you make an oiler. The first animal is an oiler, fine, but the second animal should take on the kedusha of its mother. We have uber yerechimoy, and whatever the kedusha of the mother, that's what the second animal is. What are you telling me you're selling it, and with the money you make an oiler? If, let's say, the original animal, the mother, is hegdish, heyer the agdish oiler, when you are makdish, an oiler, lehevi oiler, let it be an oiler, and idich nehevi big dusha, said the ime. So the one that I nominated should be an oiler, the first zacha should be an oiler, but the second one should take on whatever kedusha the mother is. Say for the last case in the Mishnah is asin lebehemus chulin. So the first case of the Mishnah is talking about an ordinary behemoth. The second case of the Mishnah is talking about a behemoth, but when it talks about in the cave, it talks about a behemoth that you set aside for chatas. And the third case of the Mishnah is when you said that there should be an oil and the two scharim that come out, the first one is an oil, the second one you sell for an oil, is talking back again to behemoth chulin. Says the Gemara, Yolda tum tum and reinis, amai enkelish chalayim, why taka doesn't become kaidish? Why not? Kesavah Rashbag holds the lod is kachim b'avah hosan and kedushin. Rashbag holds that when does an animal become kodesh? Only after it's born. While it's in the mother's womb, the first few days you can't. It's not a tumpin. You don't have to rain. If it becomes kodesh, then it should become kodesh. But the fact that it doesn't become kodesh till it's fully ready and it's coming out, that's when it becomes kodesh. For these that may iman and kedushin. If you tell me that it becomes kodesh inside the mother's womb, amayin kedusha chalalein hotafis the kedusha the imayu the kedusha the mother passes on as it's being created. And it's not yet a tumna dragonus. And once it's kodesh, it doesn't lose it. When do they become kodesh? Only when they are born. And this Tana argues with the next Tana thing tomorrow.